This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What's the purpose for why Allah Azza wa Jal created the human being? Allah Azza wa Jal, He said in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create mankind and jinnkind except that they worship me. That's it. That is the only purpose of the creation of mankind and jinnkind. That they worship Allah Azza wa Jal in everything they do and in every moment of their life. You worship Allah in the way you eat. You worship Allah in the way you drink. You worship Allah in the way you dress. You worship Allah in the way you talk. You worship Allah in where you stretch your hands. And you worship Allah Azza wa Jal by obeying His commands and keeping away from His prohibitions. But you see, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the first purpose I mentioned to you, and then the second purpose, they are closely related to each other. You cannot worship Allah if you do not know Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Therefore, the first purpose in life is to know who Allah is. That's the first purpose in life. Before it is to worship Allah, the first purpose in life is to know Allah Azza wa Jal by His names and attributes. Is to know that Allah is capable over all things. How are you going to learn this lesson? Look around you. Look above you. Look beneath you. Look left and right of you. Everything Allah created refers to the fact that Allah is capable over all things. That's the first purpose in life. To recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the second purpose is for you now to worship this Lord that you have come to know who He is. And your worship to Him is you being grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is you being grateful to Him after you've recognized Him. I give you an example. You know, you all have parents, mothers and fathers. And for those who have passed away, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bestow His mercy and forgiveness upon them. Well, Islam encourages us all to be dutiful to our parents. We love our parents. We serve our parents. We go out of our way to do things for our parents. We want to see that smile on their face and we want a dua from them. And no matter what pain you go through, that's all right. These are my parents, right? This is the attitude we have with our parents. And they are created by Allah. To Allah Azza wa Jal belongs the highest of examples. I'll give you that. But let me ask you something. Why are you good to your parents? Why do you feel the need to serve them and to love them? Why? I tell you why. Because you recognize they are your parents. But this is my mother. This is my father. She carried me for 9 months. He provided. He went and worked hard. And every dollar he spent it on my education, on my food, on my nourishment, on my clothing. I recognize. So I am grateful to them for the rest of my life. To Allah belongs the highest of examples. When you recognize who Allah is, when you recognize that it was Allah Azza wa Jal who clothed you, and it is Allah Azza wa Jal who fed you, and it is Allah Azza wa Jal who nurtures you and gave you life and causes your death and decrees all your affairs and matters, and it is Allah Azza wa Jal who guides you, and it is Allah Azza wa Jal, it is Him that you are here tonight. It is Allah Azza wa Jal that your limbs are functioning today and you woke up healthy and you had your well-being. What is Allah Azza wa Jal to you compared to your parents to you? Nothing. Nothing. And so this is why once you recognize He's your creator and your Lord, now you spend the rest of your life being grateful to Him. How? By observing His commands, adhering to His commands and keeping away from the prohibitions. This is the purpose of life. Everything around us is so that we recognize Allah Azza wa Jal is one. And then afterwards, when we know who He is, we spend the rest of our lives grateful to Him. And that is our worship. Our worship is gratitude. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to pray long nights. And this is voluntary prayer. And when Aisha radiallahu anha would say to him, that Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven you. Why are you praying long nights? Until his heel would crack and it would bleed. He would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. shall I not be a grateful slave? What do we learn from this narration? That the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying to Aisha radiallahu anha, my salat is gratitude to Allah. Yes, I know. Allah azza wa jal has forgiven me. I'm praying because I'm grateful to my Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then your worship is gratitude to Allah azza wa jal.